And what do you call the kind of boat that you'd use to go fishing on a small lake?
Rowboat.
Okay. Anything else that you might call it?
Motorboat.
All right. If you're talking about the good old days back in the 50s, how would you, and you just were making a statement, you've heard people say this before, blank,
they were the good old days.
Alright, how would you say that?
They were the good old days.
If a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, okay, and so she takes along a little square piece of cloth to match it up, you would call that a what? Alright, let's say I'm going to, statistically speaking now, I'm going to go out and take a
sample.
Alright. What would you say? Now, you can refer to women as being, in terms of appearance, as being attractive. We say that she looks very
beautiful, pretty.
Alright, pretty. And in terms of pretty, we got one that's pretty, and here comes another one that you say,
that's ugly.
No, she's better, so she would say she's
fine. Terrific. Dynamite.
All right, a comparative of pretty would be
beautiful. Is that what you're trying to say?
All right, just the comparative of pretty, though.
Comparative?
This one's pretty and that one's
attractive.
All right. Okay. How about, fill in this blank. Suppose that a girl remarks to her mother, Susie's dress was pretty, but mine is even than her.
Prettier.
There you go. That's okay. Just a comparison. All right, what might a person wear over their, day clothes while working in a kitchen to keep them getting all messy?
Apron.
Okay. And this is what?
Pen.
Okay. And the thing that they use for attaching diapers?
Pen.
All right. And soup and condiments and things like that come in what kind of cans in the store? They call those what kind of cans?
They come in 10
Okay. And you got a nickel's 5 cents and 2 nickels is?
10
Okay.
I see what you're doing. Okay.
All right.
Gotcha.
And all right, what do you, if it's cool outside in the winter, you have to put on a what to go out?
A coat.
Okay. You might say, speaking of the buttons that your coat has, you say, that coat has fancy buttons. How would you finish that?
To button, I guess.
Okay, I was talking about the buttons being attached. And you were just, and you were going to refer to them as the buttons being attached. You'd say that coat has fancy buttons. Or you might tell your wife, you lost a button. So you tell your wife, would you mind sewing a...
fastening.
Okay. Or would you put a button in... Okay, that's right. That's
okay. Right. I can't pick that one right.
Okay. What would a person, what's a full dress? What would a person might wear at church?
Suit.
Okay, and what the... A suit has at least two main things. The top part would be a what?
Coat.
Or another term for that?
Jacket.
All right, and these?
Trousers, pants.
All right, what are the kind of trousers or pants? What's some more names for this?
Slacks. Trousers, slacks, pants.
Okay. The farmers sometimes wear...
overalls.
Yeah. Do... How about the thing that sometimes you wear between a coat and your shirt, in between the two when you're dressed up?
The tie?
No, in between them, the thing that might go between your coat and your
vest.
Shirt.
Right,
okay. Whew.